The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of the Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
Tonight, we're going to go down to One DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. for a visit to the offices of the Aspen Network of Development Entrepreneurs. They're a global membership network of organizations that propel entrepreneurship in emerging markets. We'll start with their executive director, Randall Kempner, and then hear from some other members of the team.
One is our sort of external focus, and that is very much of a kind of a customer service mentality. And the kinds of people that thrive at Andy are people that recognize that we are in a member service organization, and you gotta like to ask the question, what can I do for you? People who like to ask that question and get a thrill out of actually accomplishing that are going to be a good fit here. People make a company. People make an organization. And what makes people tick and creates an environment in which people can thrive or not is the culture in which they're working.
I think one of the ways that we build culture here is a little unusual. We have a WhatsApp group where it's a kind of international texting app. Where all of the staff are on it all around the world. And because we do have staff in seven different countries around the world, sometimes time zones and things we're working on can mean we're not always talking to each other every day. And so by using this WhatsApp group, we're kind of in constant communication.
I think the fact that we will, you know, send professional shout outs as well as, you know, share photos from vacations shows that we genuinely like each other and we care about each other as well. And I think that that represents our value, one of our values of working hard and having fun. We worked with a consultant to define some of our values and not just the ones that go on the website, but on, what does the staff think of? What matters to us working here? And so that was actually one that came up sort of across the board, was that idea of working hard, but having fun, and also valuing diverse opinions.
What I would say is really the wow factor about Andy is how much we do with so little. The organization isn't even 10 years old. It was founded in 2009. And it's just been, to me, amazing to see the network that they've been able to build, the sort of tools that they've been able to put in place for members. And it's funny because we do have this goal of, you know, elevating countries out of poverty, and it's not just something we write, you know, it's something you can feel it in the organization, and there's really a sense of urgency about it. While we don't necessarily take ourselves very seriously, we have a lot of fun while we're doing it. We take the work that we're doing very seriously, and you can really feel that. And I think that's one of the things that initially really surprised me coming on board, was just how much we get done in so little time with so few resources. And that's something that continues to impress me, that I'm really proud to be a part of.
Here's a term which I like, which may be different. It didn't make it to our official list of values, but it was close. And it's celebrate irreverence.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very much my perspective. I would like people to not necessarily take the status quo. I want people to challenge. But irreverence kind of in the soft way, right? It's not disrespectful.
Right.
It's saying, well, you know what? We're going to do things in a different way,
mm-hmm.
right? We're going to be informal. We're going to try it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to wear a tie because people say we have to wear a tie. And I really want that to be the vibe. Like, it is
right.
Not about whatever every other NGO is doing. It's not about the traditions of Washington, D.C. and the formality that's supposed to exist. It's about being creative
yeah.
and celebrating that. And not having to agree all the time.
I think that in terms of what our meetings say about us, I think we try to be really conscious of other people's time. And so we're really good about not having meetings just to have a meeting. And it's fine to kind of if someone sends you a meeting request, to just be like, hey, do it, you know, is this something that maybe we can, you know, just do quickly over email, or, you know, just not forcing people to be there who don't necessarily need to be there. So I think that that's always an open discussion and dialogue, and I appreciate that.
Speaking of silos, our physical office is moving, and we are one of over 40 different programs at the Aspen Institute. It's kind of an umbrella organization, but we are part of that culture in the sense that the Aspen Institute, many programs have different issue areas that they're working on, but ultimately often the goal is around bringing people together who should be talking to each other but aren't, and kind of providing these forums where people can have these nonpartisan discussions where there's an equal playing field for everyone. And Andy does that in the context of small and growing businesses in developing countries. But yeah, so our offices themselves are moving. And in that move, we had the opportunity to kind of create a new space. And so they engaged everyone within the organization, within the Aspen Institute, to understand kind of where are the silos, how can we help break them down, how does space play a part in that, how does technology play a part in that.
We also have weekly check-ins in which it's basically like, here's what I'm working on, here's how it's going, here's where I could use your feedback. And I found this to be extremely helpful. But one thing that I love about Genevieve, my supervisor, is that she's able to be very honest and say, how is your workload? And I feel like I can very honestly be like, it's not good right now, or, yeah, you know, I'm actually feeling okay. And that's been one of my favorite things, is to feel that not only management cares about my work-life balance, but to be able to honestly talk about it. You know, I think we are all very ambitious and try and do a lot with a little, but not being burned out is in everyone's best interest. And I love that Andy really tries to recognize that.
And then the second thing I would say is that we've become a place where we recognize that if you want to treat people the same, you need to treat them differently. And if we can let the person that wants to work from home more, work from home more, great. The person that wants to work in the morning instead of the night, great. The person that wants to have their vacation as 3 consecutive weeks versus a bunch of different weekends, great. The person that may want to move and work in a different community. We want to try to find those things that reflect the particular needs of people so that everyone feels like they're getting a special deal, and the special deal becomes the equality across the members or across the staff. We're not perfect at doing that, but it is one of the ways that I try to think about making sure that people stick around here and are happy. And what I mean by that is that the way I want to treat someone the same is to recognize that every individual is different and it's going to have a different need.
I would like to thank those who participated: Randall Kempner, Stephanie Buck, Brianna Lasoya-Evora, and Susanna Eastham. You can listen to this again, read the transcript, and see pictures of the participants in the offices of the Aspen Network of Development Entrepreneurs just by going to denverfrederick.wordpress.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.